Time to connect with our middle of the week, Wednesday morning money man, George Balke, who some time ago penned the second revision of his highly successful financial guide, Money, Tools and Rules, Borrow Smarter, Pay Less, Reach Your Debt Freedom. If you were downtown last weekend, you saw a downtown that was jammed with graduands going to grad ceremonies, limousines tripping up and down Bernard, kids yelling out the window. Graduation was on. The boutonnieres were in place, the corsages likewise, the dresses had been bought, the tuxes were being worn, and the future beckoned. But what does that future look like for those graduands? There's only one guy who really can give you a sense of that future, and even he sometimes, I think, is a little less than optimistic. George Balke from Vantage Consulting joining us as he always does on a Wednesday morning. George, good morning to you.
Morning, happy Wednesday. And you want to make sure your teenager actually succeeds after they grad? It's three lousy little things.
Three lousy little things or three big important things?
Important, but they're really easy. And the theme, you know, that I got mouths, I got a feet, got to go to work. The Wall Street Journal recently had a report on an extensive study of teenagers and their odds of being in poverty. The stats were really depressing, but the way out was also quite impressive and easy. No matter what background, what ethnicity, what poverty growing up, whatever their financial situation is at home, the odds of any teenager getting into or staying in poverty, poor the rest of their lives, are less than 6% if they just do three things. Finish high school, hold a full-time job, and don't marry or have kids until after age 21.
Wow.
Finish high school, hold a job, don't marry or have kids till 21. Now, that doesn't seem so hard. If that's true, the odds are more than 94% that your teenager will be okay financially for a lifetime. If any one of these isn't done, the odds increase massively because each one has such huge ramifications on their income. Having a kid at age 18 changes their lifestyle. It's just massive. Skip any one of these, the odds of them staying poor or becoming poor are more than 50%.
George, these are numbers that that are never talked about in the context that you're presenting them.
94% success rate works pretty good for me.
No kidding.
You know, and those three basic things are really incredibly important. And, you know, it starts with parenting and, you know, and carries on. Step number two, just beyond that, would be how to, you know, you've taken care of them that they'll be okay, high school diploma, not married or kids until 21 and holding a job. Step two is now how to make them, quote unquote, really financially successful. And that also isn't that hard. In the Money Tools book is a two-page chapter, two pages, so what is that, like 200 words, on how to make your teenager a millionaire. We talked about it last year. In short, if your teenager saves $9,300 by the time they're 21 and invests it, they will end up in retirement having about $1.2 million without ever saving another dime. So save a little bit of money and get your crap together from 18 to 21 by holding a job, by finishing high school or college, and not having kids. Now, here's the big picture thing, other than those two tips aside. The challenge for any parent or grandparent is that their kids or grandkids do not listen to them. You know, it's true. I hear that over and over and over again. And it's hurt, it's anger, and it comes from a place of love. It doesn't help that 80% of parents don't talk to their kids about money, Phil. But that was then, and this is now. You cannot live for a better past. And you need to remember that you really can't make a horse drink. You can lead him to water. And remember that when the student is ready, the teacher appears. That's just an ancient proverb. Go to Mosaic. They have a bunch of signed copies. Or if you don't want to get off your butt, go to Amazon. Get the Money Tools book. When those kids, 18, 21, 25, are ready, they'll use it. But don't wait for the aha moment when the kid tells you that you've been right all the way along and now they've seen the light. It isn't going to happen. You have to know that they'll learn what they need to learn when they're ready. All you can do is give them the tools and the information, tell them where the water is, and keep lines of communication open. That way they know when they have questions, when they need help, they can come to you without judgments or without lectures. That's it. I harp on this every week, and maybe I get one or two emails a month with positive feedback. If I were to sit here and think that I really ought to be getting hundreds of emails from people whose lives have changed, I would be so incredibly depressed. It's my job and it's your job to plant the seeds. It'll be their job to grow up and become an adult. That might not happen till they're 40, or they might be wired to make it happen when they're 17. But it's their job to grow those seeds into something beautiful, financially, life, morals, whatever, if they choose to and when they choose to.
Yeah. You know, one of the best things that you said is when your kid finally has grown up enough to be able to walk up, put out his hand and shake your hand and say, you know what, Dad, all those things that you were telling me took me a while, but I realized that you were right. I thought I knew it all, and I realized as I look over my shoulder at the first couple of years of my life, maybe I should have been listening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those lessons come in different ages, different times. It's that Chinese proverb, you know, when the student is ready, the teacher appears.
Well, I'll tell you what, the teacher is in the shape of a book. It says Money, Tools, and Rules. The subtitle is, or the subcontext, Borrow Smarter, Pay Less, Reach Your Debt Freedom. The book is not going to break the bank, but I tell you what, if you give this book to your graduand, your graduating student, be it your son or your daughter, it will be one of the best things that you can do. I have actually had numerous people walk up to me and say, that book, those conversations on a Wednesday morning with Mr. Balky have changed my life. Thank you. Consistently, George, getting emails from people who do thank him for that sound advice that he's been giving them over the years. 7:30 in the morning.